Lesson 1D, Exercises 2 and 3. Speaker 1.
I was really close to my sister for most of our childhood. Of course, we'd fall out occasionally over little things. Siblings always do, don't they? But I don't remember many arguments. We spent a lot of time together, just the two of us, and we shared everything. We didn't used to have our own separate books or toys even. We just shared because we wanted to. But I have to say, our relationship isn't like that now. We have a good relationship, but not a particularly close one. We talk on the phone about once a week, and she calls around sometimes, usually without any warning, which I hate. She will call round just as I'm in the middle of something.
Speaker 2.
I suppose I had a pretty good relationship with my brother when we were younger. Most of my memories are fairly positive. We fought quite a bit, but no more than other brothers that we knew. We were both crazy about football. We'd play for hours in the park every Saturday. He usually won because he was older, but I didn't mind. Now that we're older, we still share an interest in football, and we often go to matches together. In fact, we do a lot of things together. We go on holidays together with our wives and kids. We're like best friends as well as brothers.
Speaker 3.
I didn't get on at all well with my older brother when we were kids. He was always teasing me about my appearance. He had so many nicknames for me and they weren't very pleasant. In fact, Big Ears was probably the one I minded least. Our parents used to tell me to ignore him, but that's easier said than done when you're 8 years old. I can honestly say he made my childhood a misery, and I was glad when he left home to go to university. We get on okay now, I suppose. We'll see each other once or twice a year, I guess. It's mostly at family gatherings. I certainly wouldn't say that we're close.
Speaker 4.
I don't remember getting on badly with my sister when we were kids. We didn't play together that much, but I don't think we argued much either. And then things started to go wrong when I was about 14 and she was 16. She kept having massive rows with our parents, and often she'd have a go at me as well, although I just wanted to keep out of it. Then she left home for good. For a few years, we didn't have any contact. Then somehow she got my mobile number, unfortunately. She's always sending me nasty text messages. I try to ignore them, but it isn't easy. I don't know why she does it. She obviously isn't happy with her life.